there was a young minister who received his first large parish. And he preached a beautiful sermon on how the poor need to be taken care of, how the rich have to help the poor. And following the service at home, his wife asked him, "Well, do you think you convinced the congregation that we need to help the poor?" And he said, "Well, I know I convinced the poor." We sometimes forget that we have to help the rich. Those who have a lot of money, a lot of influence, and a lot of power often have very few true friends. They long for honesty, for people who will not use them, beg them for money or power or influence. They, like every one of us, beg for a true and honest person who will see them for who they are and will appreciate them, not simply what they have. Tomorrow we celebrate Martin Luther King Day, and in his famous speech at the memorial in Washington, he often said, "I want my children to be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." In today's political speech, you often will hear all the candidates speak about how the rich have too much money. And most of it is all true. But we as Christians, I think, ought not to forget how we can take care of those people who have so much wealth, but are sometimes missing so much sincerity and honesty from those people around them. In your own life, when you meet someone who is powerful or rich, do you think of them as a human being who needs compassion, understanding, and friendship? Or are you simply impressed by what they have, what they can do for you, or how much you would like to have what they have? Prejudice is not only something that has to do with the color of one's skin, but it can also be a prejudice that is developed because of the possessions or wealth of power of other people. There was a very famous story about a Greek philosopher who met Alexander the Great. And he was sunning himself, this philosopher, as Alexander the Great passed by on his horse. And usually everyone would stand up and bow before the emperor, but this philosopher was old and refused to do that. And Alexander said, "Why are you not afraid of me, and why do you not show me honor?" And the philosopher said, "Because I know you are wise, and you understand that I am an old man, and it is difficult for me to rise." Alexander the Great was so impressed by his courage and by his wisdom that he said, "What do you want? What can I, the most powerful man in the world, give you?" And the old philosopher said, "Get out of my sunshine." This kind of attitude, where we meet a human being, and no matter what they have, no matter who they are, we respect them as a fellow traveler, as a child of God, is a great way to combat people who look for scapegoats in politics, for someone to blame for society's troubles. So the next time there is a conversation about rich people and you have an opportunity to meet someone who is rich, think to yourself, not about what they have, but how much they need to meet a true Christian who values them, who cares for them, and can give them the friendship of an honest person who does not want anything but their happiness. Христос рождається.